Welcome everyone to this Natural Practice podcast. My name is Marcos Brangos and I'm the Holistic Counsellor at the Natural Practice. And I'm really delighted to be chatting to Dr. Kate Shapland, who's recently joined the practice. Good morning to you, Kate. How are you doing?
You're good, thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
You're really most welcome. I'd love to hear about you and you're a GP, I understand, but you've also got holistic practices. So how did you get into becoming a GP and then into holistic practice?
I've been a GP for 30 years, and I was born and brought up in North London and then was a GP in Watford, just trolling along doing sort of, fairly mainstream things. And then gradually got more and more interested with my own health issues in diet and lifestyle, and got a little bit disillusioned with how to do that in the NHS in the 90s, and had the opportunity to travel, and was lucky enough to work in Australia for the last 20 years. And the part of Australia I was in was much more easier to sort of become integrative and use some holistics and nutrition and some supplements wasn't quite so taboo as it seems to be here, as I found. I had some issues with my son when he was younger with extreme high anxiety and food intolerances. And again, I was finding some help with mainstream, but a lot of things were a lot better when I went looking for complementary therapies as well. So did quite a lot with lifestyle and diet at that stage.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. And if we fast forward to today, so are you still practicing as a GP, or how do you manage your portfolio?
Well, now I'm back in the UK. I am still practicing in mainstream medicine, and understand all the challenges with that from both people's point of view, and just really aware that there isn't enough time to properly explore the root of all of the causes of things. So my feeling is it works very well for acute things and quick things, but for people with chronic things or are looking for a bit more optimal health rather than the quick fix, you need to go a little bit more into other options, and that's where nutrition, supplements, the homeopathy, there's so many other great therapies.
Absolutely. And what is it that you are offering to patients at the Natural Practice now?
Partly using some of my knowledge with mainly supplements and nutrition. I'm a little bit of a beginner with the homeopathy, but the other things I've been doing for chronic conditions for a number of years with thyroid, adrenal, diabetes, asthma, all the sort of chronic food intolerances. So any age, I'm reasonably comfortable to have some input with that. But another of my great passions over the last few years has been trying to work on the mind-body connection, and a lot of things need a little bit of help with releasing some stuck emotions, and I've been very interested in emotional freedom technique in particular. And the reason I like the emotional freedom technique is because it puts the power back in the hands of the patient. I feel people can sometimes get a bit stuck with cognitive behavioral therapy, or even massage or hypnotherapy, or things where you've got to go to a practitioner the whole time. And when I found emotional freedom technique, which works on a level of releasing things from a bit more the sort of, they call it the subconscious, but I call it the superconscious, so you said there's some things that might be buried. You don't need to analyze and go into huge amount of detail. You just need to sort of acknowledge it in a safe environment with the idea of letting it go. And I found it can be a lot quicker than prolonged counseling sessions. And people can top it up at home. They can learn to tap on their own fingers, on their own acupressure points. They can do it at the time they're triggered. They're not always paying out or waiting for therapy sessions.
And so for the benefit of patients who are listening and perhaps don't know much or anything indeed about emotional freedom technique, could you give just a sense, like if a patient were to come to you, it sounds like you teach a practice which they can then do at home. And yeah, just share a little bit more about how does that work? What does it look like?
Yeah, well, if some people know exactly what the emotion is or stuck, some people come with a physical condition and don't really think there is any emotional component. And either way, it's fine. And you don't even have to even believe in the fact that that it works. Just be open to giving something different a go. We would usually spend a little bit of time just exploring what they're struggling with and how what would they like to feel or be or have, you know, so that they and sort of identify the bit of the gap of where we might go with it. And then get in a safe environment. We don't have to deal with all trauma and things at any first session or ever at all, really. We can work out what's safe to deal with and then have a little bit of strategy. It's sort of like ultimately a relaxation technique, and it just allows that frontal overactive brain to calm down enough so that you can get your blood flow back and just be able to think of solutions or just feel things in a different way.
It sounds wonderful. Could you give a sense of, you mentioned maybe there may or may not be consciously emotion stuck, but what sort of conditions or issues have you found work when patients come to you and you've done some emotional freedom technique?
Well, I'm a bit of a fan of this modality, so I would say give it a go for everything. It's particularly good for pain, chronic pain. I find it very good for addictions actually, and food cravings. It works very well for very well for anxiety and relaxation. So things like insomnia or things where people have been struggling for a long time and got in a bit of a rut with a habit, it can help just shift it into a different realm that they can start moving forwards. And they may or may not stick with the tapping or do something else, but it just seems to break the cycle and they can go off in a different direction.
And you've mentioned tapping. Could you just say a few words about that? What does that involve? What are you tapping?
Well, you're tapping on there's a classical EFT that's had the clinical trials on it, uses eight acupressure points. So you're not using pins or anything, and you're tapping on some points that are sort of known ends of meridians. Often, actually, you find there that the points that people already naturally press on, like their temples or you know, their chest or something, people actually already go for these points. And then there's a the premise really is behind it is that you've got to it's not really the same as affirmations and only letting the good stuff in. It's really seeing what the problem is and speaking your truth. So if you are angry, upset, or hurt, it's not I only see the light. It's sort of admitting that, but acknowledging it while you're tapping. Just doing the sayings without the tapping, they've done clinical trials, doesn't have the same effect. If you use the points, allows it to release. So you might say something, even though I've got this pain or this anxiety, I accept myself anyway and all my emotions. So it's about speaking your truth and accepting your emotions of where you are, not with an idea of sticking it in, but with the idea of releasing it. So you're tapping on the points while you're saying a phrase that feels okay for you to say on that day at that moment in time.
It sounds really wonderful, and I have experience of it. I know you and I have talked about it and of its efficacy, so I could certainly vouch for it myself. Could you give a sense, Kate, how I mean, is it something that someone can learn in a session, or do you find that patients come to you for a number of sessions? Could you give some indication?
Yeah, you can definitely learn it in a session, and that's okay. Sometimes you wouldn't launch straight in at the first session. You might want to get really clear on what the problem is and where you want to go to get more out of it. But sometimes there might be just be a high anxiety, and you need to just learn it straight away and start releasing something. You can definitely learn it quite quickly. You know, 10, 20 minutes, so you can have the basics of it and be ready to go. Most people find if it's a small, simple issue, you know, two or three sessions might be enough just to get them going, and they're quite happy with that, and they can use it and come back to it. Sometimes, if it uncovers something that's you know, a bit more traumatic or long-standing, people might want to come back to it and do a few more and go a bit deeper with it. But I like what I really like the fact with it is it puts the, but as I was saying before, back to the patient can choose. You don't. It's not like you have have to have a course of six and they have to be an hour long. You know, some people get a release in 5 or 10 minutes and they're done. And some people might, if something triggers at them home, they can just tap for 2 or 3 minutes, you know, go in the bathroom before a live speaking event or something.
Sure.
It's very forgiving, and there's no real right or wrong. And if you tap in a bit the wrong place or the wrong order or say a different phrase, you're not going to do any harm. It's a very forgiving process.
Really, it's really nice to hear you use those words, and also I hear you make every effort to give the choice and agency and power back to people who come to you. Just before we close, Kate, how if someone's not sure what it is that they might need, and they're drawn to working with you, do you provide like an initial conversation, or what's the best way of people contacting you?
I think the best way is if they probably contact the practice and say they'd like a little introduction. You know, we could have a 10 or 15 minute chat and just sort of explore and see if it's going to be a good fit. You know, see if the person would feel comfortable to do that. And it may be something that they don't want to do then, or they maybe don't want to think about or do later on, or they may want to do their nutrition first, or they may want to do everything at once. I think it's a good idea to have a little chat first. Yeah.
That sounds really great. So first steps would be to get in touch with the natural practice reception, and then perhaps book an initial conversation with you, and then take things from there.
Yep, I think that's the best first step. Yep.
Fabulous. Kate, I'm conscious we could talk for a lot longer. I'm fascinated by the things you do, but our time is probably coming to an end. So I just want to say thank you and a warm welcome again to the natural practice. And if anyone's listening and has got some further questions, do please reach out to the natural practice reception. And I know Kate will be more than happy to hear from you. So all the best to you, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you so much.